This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
3 degrees right now. A little smoky out there. You'll definitely notice it as soon as you walk out the door. But it's also smoky in here in another way. Hey, Matt.
Put it this way, the high for today is about the same temperature as it is inside right now, and that high is 27 degrees, so yeah, we're a little on the warm side this morning, and it's not because we're outside.
Definitely, and it's funny because it was like this yesterday here in the studio. I ended up making the mistake of wearing a flannel shirt, and you had to hear about it every 30 seconds.
Oh, at least I think the quietest time you were the entire time yesterday was during the news, and that's only because we made sure we put a piece of duct tape over your mouth.
CFGWFM, put gravy on our fries, and we are more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM, Avery and Matt hanging out with you, and everyone has been on a bad road, especially if you live in the prairies, and we're wondering, what's the worst road that you've ever encountered throughout your lifetime?
What is it, 7 that goes west to Saskatoon?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
before they started the repaving there, right, yeah, by Kindersley. And
yeah, I think I know which one you're talking about. That was pretty bad.
I always laughed about that one, being from Alberta and driving between Calgary and Saskatoon. You're on the highway in Alberta, it's smooth, it's decent, and then you knew immediately when you hit Saskatchewan, you didn't need a sign, it was just all of a sudden potholes.
Oh, okay, I need to slow down an extra 10 kilometers, right? For me, back in my neck of the woods near Waka, just north of Humboldt, there is a highway numbered 20. It's highway number 20, yep. And you're going straight through, and it's not bad early on once you get through the northern part. However, it eventually turns to gravel, and it is still labeled as a highway. And then after that, it is basically a construction zone after that, because it is just bump, 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 bump every 5 seconds. So shoot us a text, 306-783-3699. What's the worst road you've ever encountered throughout your life?
The Fox FM app is the most local thing you can have. Download it for free and tap into everything digital.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Well, we got Thanksgiving long weekend coming up, and I know that you may be looking to get your turkey, your stuffing, all the fixings before this weekend rolls in, because the shelves are going to be cleared real swift.
Yeah, I would say probably before Thursday. Would that be a safe...
That'd probably be a safe bet. People will be scrambling on Friday, but they might not be able to find everything that they're looking
Depending where you go, you might have to dig deep.
Definitely, and it's always a pain in the butt to wait on the turkey. We've always had ham as a family when it comes to the main dish, which I really enjoy, by the way.
We're still trying to be the funniest kid in grade 6.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Dean Ferguson from out of Whitewood, he says that the worst road that he's ever been on is Highway 9 between Stockholm and Carlisle. The two valleys are beyond terrible.
Oof. I've been on that highway a couple times, been on it during the winter and during the summer, and honestly, I don't know which is worse.
Can't tell the difference between whether summer or winter is the worst one.
Might as well just take a horse down there, you'd be a lot safer.
I think if anyone took a horse around Saskatchewan, it would be a little less bumpier. However, the horse only has so much energy to get around.
Reader's trying to sharpen his cooking skills.
Oh, no.
He still sets off the smoke alarm when he makes toast.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
And the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League showcase is underway out west of here in Warman.
Yeah, back for the first time since 2019, and it's a huge, huge event. You got games taking place all day. That's where I got my start as for calling games, was at the showcase. So kids are excited. They're playing in front of a whole bunch of family, fans. There's a lot of scouts there as well, especially U.S. college scouts.
Definitely. So there's a lot on the line for some of these players, and a little odd because some of these games are taking place in the morning specifically for the Millionaires.
Yeah, they'll have their second straight after starting yesterday at 10:30 in the morning, a quick turnaround from their Sunday game in Kindersley. Didn't do too well against Battlefords. Well, I shouldn't say that. They held with Battlefords after two periods and then proceeded to give up 5 goals in the third to lose 9-5, and that's not a recipe for success. back at it again this morning at 10:30. They will be taking on the Melford Mustangs, who've looked good so far this season.
Fox FM's Avery LeBlanc. Prairie farm raised, but not so fresh.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
And yesterday, anyone who was trying to log on to social media may have been having a few troubles, specifically with Instagram and Facebook.
Apparently, they were down at for a lengthy period of time yesterday. What was it, like 6-7 hours?
Oh, yeah, it was a good amount of time because it was like late morning into the early afternoon at some point. And yeah, I think Twitter was still going throughout the day pretty solidly. I heard that TikTok made quite a few accounts because the fact that people couldn't log on to their social medias. So maybe some of those...
Everyone just throwing their hands in the air. Fine, we're getting with this newfangled stuff.
Exactly. Maybe some of the people that maybe judge TikTok in a way were like, ah, let's see what this new app is all about, hey?
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Well, with fall here, we're starting to see geese fly south, a lot of other animals get ready for hibernation rolling into the wintertime, and one squirrel out in North Dakota felt like he needed to over-prepare for this winter. Ended up filling a guy's front end of a truck, not the box, the front end of a truck where the engine is sitting.
So, engine compartment, okay.
Yes, the engine compartment with 42 gallons of walnuts. And these walnuts are the size of limes, my guy.
How much?
42 gallons. So he's got like 7 5-gallon pails sitting out front of the truck. And he had to take off all the panels and the grill off so that he could get every single walnut out of the front of his truck.
Is this a one-off thing or is...
This is an every year thing. It's been happening since 2013.
Makes you wonder, how did he first notice that a squirrel was stuffing nuts in the front end of his truck? Was he like driving down the street, comes back home one day, honey, there's a weird rattling with my truck.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden checks the engine and there's like a ton of walnuts just sitting there, hey? Like, that would be absurd. And then also, like, wouldn't a few fall out and maybe you'd leave a trail of walnuts behind your truck potentially?
Tells you where you've been.
CFGW FM.
Our Netflix password is more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
There's just some roads here in the prairies that make you feel like Tow Mater from the first Cars movie. That was such an iconic movie as a youngster for sure. But shoot us a text 306-783-3699. What is the worst road that you've ever driven on? Any come to mind for you, Matt?
Not so much for potholes and the such, but Highway 39, Moose Jaw to Weyburn, especially in the winter. Is there a road that makes you want to fall asleep more than Highway 39? So straight, you don't turn.
That is true.
It's sit there and just watch the line fly by.
It is extremely straight. Also, from Indian Head to Weyburn, going down Highway 35. That one is a fairly narrow highway, and there's a lot of potholes on that bad boy. I've driven on that highway a few times. But yeah, shoot us a text, 306-783-3699. What is the worst highway or road that you have ever ridden on?
Fox FM's Avery LeBlanc. He's dancing like no one's watching. Reader is watching and streaming it.
Why don't you take the hint and leave me alone?
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Fox FM, more hits, more favorites. Good morning, Avery and Matt here. And good morning to Bobby Valentina from out of Balcarres. He says that the worst road that he's ever traveled on has got to be the gravel road that takes him home every day. That's what you get for living in rural places in the prairies.
Now that we're done washing our hands, let's get back to more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Want to give a shout out to all the teachers out there. It is World Teachers Day, so thanks to all the teachers for doing what you do, helping the younger generation move along in this world and getting us ready for our next big step in life.
Well, and especially during these unprecedented times, which has really turned the pressure up on them.
Oh, 100%.
They've gone a step above and beyond.
Definitely. This is something that teachers haven't gone through in well over a century, so we really appreciate everything that all you teachers are doing out there.
after the show. Avery and Reader spend 90% of their day trying to keep each other awake.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Close loss for the Yorkton Terriers yesterday at the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League Showcase.
You really want to get me going about last night's game,
yeah,
do you?
Yeah, I really do. I mean, you're the guy that has to break this down.
All right, sure, let's do this. So they lost last night, 1-0 on a phantom goal. But he threw his arm up straight away, sold the celebration that the referee thought hit the back post inside the net, not the actual crossbar itself. And it stood up to be the only goal of the game. That sucks that that's how the game was decided yesterday, but they'll be all right. They're back in action this evening, actually. They're taking on Battleford, who it's a good team. This will be a good test for the Terriers. We'll see what they can do out in Warman.
Yeah, of course. That game gets underway at 7:30.
When Reader visits his family farm, he likes to give names to the cattle. Names like T-Bone, Sirloin, and Mr. Brisket.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Culture Days here in Yorkton are going to be running up until October 24th. Tons of events going on throughout the next several weeks, including a very special Indigenous event going on today.
Today, going on at the historic flour mill, or for those who aren't aware of the name change, the Yorkton Brick Mill, Indigenous Tuesday Teachings. It starts at 5 o'clock, runs till 7 today. It's 30 minutes, or more than that, but there's a time dedicated to First Nation elders' cultural teaching. A chance for a First Nations elder from the Yorkton Tribal Council to kind of come and talk to everyone, share their stories. Will be followed up by the highlight of the week, which this week is a Treaty 4 bingo.
Oh, that should be fun. And we were talking about it yesterday. When was the last time you played bingo? You couldn't remember.
Honestly, I think it must have been like elementary school when you're, you know, as kids, you're just trying to kill some time and there's like a piece of candy or something like that up for grabs, right?
You got 15 minutes left in the class and you're just
the teacher is scrambling, trying to keep the kids entertained.
Yeah, exactly. And they're not just talking the whole time.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.